Welcome to Loud House Podcast, episode 13. I'm here with Xander as our moderator, and our special guest today is Fernando Lopez. How you doing, brother?
I'm doing great. How about you?
We've been through some crap on through this setup.
Yes, sir.
So, okay. Really, I don't know how to start this right now. We can start off with your PC.
My PC?
Yeah.
Okay, well, first of all, let me introduce myself. So, my name is Fernando, a.k.a. GrimofFid436 on Twitch. I met Dom in the catering business. We were catering coffee, you know, the good old days before Corona.
Mm-hmm.
We were both, well, I dislike Discovery Green. And Dom gave me a word about that. But anyways, I recently built I built a PC. It was around $1,500. That's around $700 over my.
You said 800, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That didn't happen.
No, definitely not. So, you know, for me, when I walked into the Micro Center, I only had $200.
I remember that. Yeah. You said, I'm going to walk in there, buy a new laptop for $200. I said, sir, God bless you.
Yeah. That was, I walked in and then Matthew was like, what's your like max? And I was like,
200.
200.
Pretty much. Like,
what the hell?
Yeah. He's like, what the hell, bro?
So, I mean, really, you went and grabbed the PC. Y'all were acting like a bunch of kids and everything like that. Like,
yeah.
You went to a toy store and y'all just bought like $1,000 worth of toys and everything like that. So
it was something that was gonna happen. Me and Matthew have been actually talking about building a PC for over a year. And then, you know, we just kind of blew it off because we wouldn't, like, have the money, or it just didn't happen. Kind of. Mine's white, my case. And it just never happened. And then Corona hit, unemployment hit, and you know, I started saving that money, mostly for, you know, because it was a lot of money. So I was.
Oh yeah, no, that the sprinkler system is not gonna hit us. It's gonna turn it right around.
Okay. Mostly, you know, just to save it, to have it,
mm-hmm.
And then Matthew was like, "Let's build the PC."
Everybody's looking at the sprinkler system right now, hoping it doesn't
hit me.
No, it's not. It just goes to the garden, and then it goes all the way around that way. It's not gonna come close to us.
And yeah, we just ended up building the PC, and it was frustrating. And it was,
yeah, I'm definitely fun. After we record, after we finish, I'm gonna definitely put editing on that, where when I was recording, y'all sitting there just screaming and yelling when y'all got y'all's PCs and everything.
Yeah.
Like that. So definitely that's gonna be a good montage coming up.
It was like because, okay, not sponsored by my Micro Center, but holy hell, Micro Center is this, I guess, the place to go.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, we talked to the employees, and they're like, oh yeah, for sure, you're gonna need this, and this.
Mm-hmm.
And like, they would recommend, like, hey, you know, to run this, you're gonna need like maybe a bigger processor or a bigger GPU. and you know they like they know what they're talking about.
Yeah, it was a very good place when we went over there. They were very helpful. They were very like they knew what they were talking about and everything like that. So yeah. You know, what's up? So yeah. Other thing that I want to discuss about is that me and you are going to be roommates now. So
right. It's going to be me, you, and Matthew. So it's going to be a little chaotic. I want to say that our neighbors, we have to, we don't really get to choose our neighbors, but they're going to hate us. Mostly me and Matthew.
Yeah. Me, I'm just going to be chilling. Like, what the hell they're doing?
when it comes to video games, I'm pretty sure you can atone for this. Especially Rocket League.
Oh my god.
It's a different atmosphere. We're yelling. Most of the time we just get mad with each other. And then we just start like talking smack to each other. But we end up winning. It's weird.
Oh yeah, no, like when we start playing, for me, I was only playing it to be funny, right. Try to get some clips. But then when y'all discussed to me like, oh, we're in competitive. And yeah. I was like, oh, now I gotta play.
You did pretty good though. Yeah. I mean, for your first like couple games in competitive, you did really good. I mean, have you ranked yet?
I think it was 3 games on the way to be ranked.
Oh, then you, yeah. But we won most of those. So
we were 6-1.
Yeah.
On the whole entire night.
So you're going to rank pretty high up there.
Yeah.
So God bless you when you're on your own.
Yeah. Yeah, no, like, I want to discuss a little bit about the house and everything like that. Like, we've been looking for a house,
yeah.
And we're not gonna get a house until like November and December,
probably the end of the year, yeah.
So like, our whole setup is gonna be really like gaming, podcasting, and everything like mm-hmm. that. So like, you know, I can't wait. Can't wait to do that.
Yeah, our plan was to pretty much have a 4 bedroom apartment or like house mm-hmm. and take the master bedroom and use it as a game room for all of us, like where we can have all our equipment and stuff like that. Like Dom will have his podcast, me and Matthew our stream. It's just like so it can be equal for everybody.
Yeah. Everybody's excited. I mean, for the loud house and everything like that, we're gonna be having pretty much of a like our own like base of operations at that point. Right. I mean, Alonso is going to be going to Houston soon. So University of Houston, he's going to be going over there. I don't know where he's going to be living, but hopefully, surprisingly, we become like neighbors and yeah. That would be perfect.
I mean, we were looking like in the Webster area because it's kind of in the middle for like, you know, Dom lives in Texas City. Me and Matthew live in South Houston.
Hey, at this point, they know who I am, so.
I mean, it's Dom. What other Doms do you know out there? I don't know any. Mainly because I'm Mexican, so I don't have any Doms in the area.
Yeah, sounds about right. So, before you wanted to discuss me about the Sony and the PS4.
Don't get me started.
Come on. I'm getting you started now. Come on.
So, Sony made... Okay, well, it wasn't even... Sony made the deal. But Square Enix was the one that accepted this deal. Anyways, this deal was to have Spider-Man as an exclusive character to the Avengers game coming out this I'm not sure if this year is or next year. That beta is coming out right now, I think.
Oh, I just took out the spring and it's actually a lot more better on the freaking the mic. That's all they did. Yeah, it's more looser now.
Okay.
So.
But yeah, it caused a commotion with the gamers, especially on Xbox and PC. A lot of people had ordered the limited premium edition, which is like over $200. You get like statues, posters, pretty much anything you can get out of a pre-order. And people canceled a lot of their orders because it's unfair to have a character secluded from everybody else, especially a character like Spider-Man. Like, I don't know. It was just a really and business-wise, amazing move.
Mm-hmm.
But consumer-wise, not so good.
Well, actually, business-wise, it was decent. Because, I mean, you think about it. As a business person, you're looking for revenue.
Right.
Well, they get Spider-Man, right? Great. Good start. Because they can get revenue from Spider-Man from the PlayStation Plus.
See,
but they lost a lot of money.
Right, but Sony isn't losing anything.
Oh, yeah. No, Sony's
Square lost. Enix is.
Yeah.
And that's where they did everybody wrong. Because they're just allowing Sony to gain profit. And Square Enix is, like, losing. So...
Yeah,
I think they made a bad call. They should have just made everybody like have access to all the characters. But
what is this? Oh, here, Xander got an article. So Square Enix has revealed the various special edition release of the Marvel's Avengers game. This includes pre-order bonuses, a PS4 exclusive digital edition and deluxe edition, and a physical only Earthmightiest special edition. Despite that, the game based on one of the biggest media franchises of today, it's hard to say when fans expect Marvel's Avengers. Square Enix has shown it off of the plenty of the information about Marvel's Avengers and multiplayer elements. Third-person action gameplay on an original story. Yeah, but it's not exactly clear how it all fit together. It's a story about the Avengers' established characters. Okay, so, I mean, right there, they're just telling it.
In my opinion, I think this game would have done amazing because I've seen gameplay.
Mm-hmm.
And this game is actually, like, really good. The graphics, everything, it looks amazing. But because they pulled that, I think it's going to flop.
Like, it is.
It's going to flop.
Oh, yeah, it definitely is. I mean, especially losing one of the biggest characters in the world. I mean, Thor, yeah, he's cool. Captain America, yeah, he's pretty cool. But Spider-Man, like, that kind of hurt a lot of people right there.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, you know, yeah, no, like, it's a bad decision. Very bad decision.
Terrible.
You know, hold up. Let me see if this works. It might be better doing it this way than anything since we know the kind of the microphone setting at this point. So, yeah, no, it was a horrible decision. Very horrible decision having that, Square Enix is going to lose a lot of money. Oh, yeah. Apollo's been running through this whole entire place this whole entire time, huh? He's all wet now. you go ahead and put him up, Xander. Put him back. He's going to stay right there.
Hello, Apollo. What are you doing?
He's just been having a blast since we've been here.
We just let him out. And he's just chilling out here.
Yeah. But... yeah, no, Square Enix is going to lose a lot of money now. Yeah,
definitely.
Sony is not. I mean, definitely they're going to be pre-ordering now from PS4.
Now that's the thing. A lot of people are like, now they're starting to see how PS4 is like, you know, because PS4 has Call of Duty. It has GTA now. Like, they're getting all these, like, franchise games onto their platform. And, you know, Xbox is, like, lacking. Like, Xbox is lacking because they're just kind of, like, on the, oh, we just want everybody to, you know, have a good time. And then PS4 is like, give me your money.
Yeah, I mean, I'm a PS4 user. I really don't care about consoles. There's no difference into it, except, I mean,
I don't really care into it either. It's just whenever they pull stunts like that, especially with GTA. GTA was added to the Game Pass before Sony had its like event where they, you know, showed a lot of new PS5 games and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Like, it was added to the Game Pass, so it was like it was, you know, it was available to everybody who had Game Pass for free. And then it wasn't even on there for, I'm not even kidding you, it wasn't on there for like around 2 weeks, and they took it off because Sony made a deal with Rockstar. So until the PS5 releases, PS4 players get 500K a month.
Yeah, actually $1 million.
A million?
Okay, we get $1 million. Yeah, $1 million. Sometimes when we go to you know, GTA, and we can say this from Xander too. We log into GTA sometimes, and they'll be like, "Oh, yeah, million free is here today." And I'm like, I don't play GTA. I don't even play that much. I actually deleted it. So, but I don't play it that much. I don't see it being.
Yeah, it's just like it's just stuff like that. You know, it's just like it could be better.
Mm-hmm.
It's just yeah.
If I've already seen everything. Pretty much. Is it on infrared? It might be on infrared. No, it's not? No. Okay. We're just checking out our cameras as for all the podcasters and everything like that. But, I don't play GTA that much.
I used to.
I never did. It looked boring to me because it's like, I've already seen it all.
Right.
Type of thing. Like, I wanted to play the mini games. Those look fun, but, you know, again, the old roommates that I had never wanted to play mini games. They wanted to play heist. They wanted to keep playing heist. And I'm like, bro, like I want some content.
Yeah.
You know, I kind of want to do like one of the where they're in the night and they're like getting hunted by this one person.
Yeah. Gotcha,
I wanted to play that. I saw that from SMS Mafia.
Uh-huh.
They're pretty hilarious YouTube channel.
I used to play a lot of mini games with me and my friends, and then because it was like more than four of us, so it was really hard to do heists because, you know, it was a lot of us. And then we played it for a long time, and then we just kind of stopped. And it's just one of those games where we drop and pick up later, or just drop and don't play at all.
Yeah. So I didn't look at GTA. It was a fun game.
GTA 6 barely started production this year.
Really?
Barely.
Yeah. Everybody was saying that they was going to release when the PS5 released.
I know, sir. Mm-hmm. It's been 7 years or eight. 13. 7, right? Yeah. 7 years since GTA 5. It's going to go through 3 generations of consoles.
Yeah. PS3, PS4, and PS5.
That's insane.
That is insane. So, I mean, I don't know. Maybe I'll get GTA 6. Who knows? I mean, who knows?
We're going to be like 30 when it drops.
So, yeah. But other than that, I mean, the only thing that I'm really looking forward to when... So it's about to hit 4 years.
What?
Not 4 years.
7.
8 years.
8.
So, yeah, that's insane. I mean,
if you think about it, like, that's already 8 years, and we're already going to progress 2 consoles.
Yeah.
Like, that's insane.
That's insane.
Like, the capabilities that we're getting with these consoles, like, how, you know, when the 360 came out? I don't remember.
2008? Can you check that up for our center? When the Xbox 360 came out, that was like revolutionary to us.
That was amazing. That's a whole nother field that I had the Wii before the 360.
I had the 360, but we didn't have online.
I had the 360. and I didn't have online for like a month.
We never had online until we went to Nick's house when we were kids. My dad was looking at us. We were playing. What's up, Zenner?
2005. That's insane. So it took him. Okay, so the Xbox One got released in, I want to say it was 2016 or 2015. So it took them 2014 10 years.
Because I remember, PS4 was coming out and they had Assassin's Creed. I remember watching it a lot and everything like that because of it coming out. So I think that was 2013.
The Xbox One?
2013.
So it took them around 8 years to make another console. And then it's from 15 to 25 years.
Yeah.
So we're slowly getting there.
Yeah.
It's going to be to the point where, you know, new console out every year.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, the PS5 and the Xbox One, they're so compatible with PC stuff. I mean, there's a lot of PC parts into it. We look at it compared to the PS4 and the Xbox One. I mean, the GPU is really high up there compared to what the PS4 has. The hard drive, just everything. The pretty much all the parts is what you get from a PC.
And you're getting if you buy an Xbox.
Yeah. So I really be honest with you, you might see a lot of going to, like, for example, going to the Micro Center, go get PC parts. You might get those for the PS5s and Xbox One now might have to build your own.
That's going
to
be a whole nother level, though. And I feel like it's just like the compartments and the parts used for an actual console is like, they're just like different from a PC.
Yeah.
Because you're still getting the same thing. You're still getting the same, you know, gameplay. But whenever I plugged in my PC and I played a game that I played on the Xbox, whole different game, dude.
Yeah, it is.
Whole different game. And it's just insane.
It's just, you know, when I was a kid, I mean, I used to really just wanted to have PC because I love the graphics. I mean, you look at it compared to PC. PC has been doing this since the PS4 came out. PS4 and Xbox One came out before that, I believe. The graphics was going crazy before that. PS4 and Xbox, or Sony and Microsoft, has been just trying to catch up with PC. And PC is like, hey, you know, we're the most powerful engine out here. So, I mean,
it's just it's that price that gets people.
It does get a lot of people to that.
Like, I bought my Xbox One S for $180.
Mm-hmm.
That's 2 terabytes. And that's because I got it used.
Yeah.
And it was, like, amazing, right? Well, the PC was $1,500.
Yeah.
Like, it's just something that, you know, if you're gonna invest in it when you can, because it's worth it at the end of the day. You know, you get a whole computer, you can play on it. It's
you could do everything with that computer, and but much faster and more
efficient,
reliable, and everything like that. So, like, you know, having a PC of your own is perfect. I mean, for me, I'm looking for a laptop, but the only reason why I'm looking for a laptop is because I don't usually play on PC. I don't usually do anything like that. So, I mean, for me, having it with...
I mean, we would love to play with you, but you don't want a PC.
I don't want a PC. I don't have the money for that yet. So, you know, I've been focusing on the podcast and everything like that to get the money for this. I mean, I've always wanted to do a podcast. So I've always wanted to have some sort of way to do this. I mean, we have a camera now to where we record everything. It's just the only thing that is missing is a laptop, a trustworthy laptop.
The newest Xbox is the Xbox One Series X.
Okay. What, the newest Xbox?
That's the one coming out this year.
I thought it was something else. I thought it was Scarlet.
Scarlet was the, like, name. It was, like, the project name.
Project name.
And then they made the official name.
Hmm.
I haven't actually seen how big, because I know it's just like a little tower. It looks like a small, like, but I don't know how tall it's going to be.
I think that's the only way they could make it.
Because a lot of people are saying that it's like pretty big.
Pretty big.
Yeah, that's pretty beefy, but I mean, it looks nice. I think they made a disc. That was PlayStation. Never mind. They made a digital version.
Yeah, they make two versions. They made the one with the disc and one in digital, which now GameStop probably is looking like Best Buy. They're looking like Blockbuster now at this point.
Yeah.
Because it's like everybody's buying games digitally.
Or just like, you know, getting like the subscriptions. Like, you know, Xbox has Game Pass. Pretty sure PlayStation has something like that as well.
Mm-hmm. PlayStation Plus, yeah.
Yeah, there you go. Like, just games on games for free. Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, not for free, but like you have access to.
So, I mean, yeah, I mean, the way it looks like, is they're going to look like Blockbuster, GameStop.
Well, they were looking like that, like, earlier this year.
Yeah.
Like, they were looking like that, and then I think, I'm not sure if they got bought out, or I'm not sure what happened to that, but they were looking pretty low this year.
Because before, I mean, you look at it.
That is really small. Well,
it might.
That's pretty decent size, to be honest.
Yeah. Well, I mean, PCs are really tall too. They have to build it like a PC.
Just like a little square.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Ours look like a Wi-Fi box, so I mean, looks like a whole lamp.
That was funny. I remember, and everybody was talking about that.
Because yeah. we roasted Xbox, and then they come back and roasted us.
Everybody was saying how the Xbox was literally just like a shoebox, or like
a shoebox, a trash can, everything. Can. Ours was like a little lamp.
A router box.
So. Yeah, no. I don't know how to explain it. Like, the PS5 now is just gonna be, it's gonna be really big. I mean also with the Xbox, but I mean, what is it gonna look like for the PC? So, like, what's going to be with PC? Does it have to compete with PS5 or Xbox?
At this point, I am not investing my money in Xbox anymore. I mean, the only thing I guess that I will be getting is the Xbox Live and Game Pass. But other than that, I think I'm done with Xbox.
Yeah.
Because I have the Game Pass, I have access to games on PC as well for free through the Game Pass.
Okay, so as of right now, the PS5's dimensions its height is 15.74 inches, and width is 8.79 inches, and the depth is 3.97 inches.
It's bigger.
So, I know I'm still going to be doing consoles. I mean, I love consoles. That's how I've always been. I mean, I probably would definitely love the PC, but for me, I want to do console still.
Xbox.
That's going to be a small Xbox.
So, it's because it's cheaper for me. I would rather have a PS5. I mean, it's about, what, probably like $500, right, for PS5?
I think it was like $500, yeah.
So, I mean,
5 or 7, I'm not sure.
I think they only range it around 5 to 6. They said that that's the most expensive. So, yeah. But I'm going to still go for PS5. I mean, from that point on, if they're not. $500. So, if at that point, like, the reason why I'm going to get PS5 is because I'm more comfortable with consoles. And at that point, you think about it, if they're not backwards compatible, if they're not cross-platform, then what's the point of having it? So, and it's not, how to say this?
Right.
It's not being revolutionary, not being revolutionized and everything like that. So if no games is, you know. So that was our ad from Anchor. Forgot to tell y'all, forgot to kind of warn y'all that we're going to do an ad. I lost track of the time. So back with the conversation about Halo Infinity. Infinite. Oh, God damn. It's not my day today. So,
yeah, I mean, I just think it's really going to affect sales overall. I think it happened to them back when the original Xbox One came out. PS4 just destroyed them on sales.
Which PS4 is actually, you know, historically, they always beat Xbox. Except right. for Xbox One, the first Xbox.
I think what happened was that the PS4, when it came out, it wasn't like nobody was really interested. And then Sony started making moves and, you know, getting companies to come on board. Like, you know, they have, like I said before, they have Call of Duty now. Like, that's insane. Like, you have a whole franchise, like, not exclusive, but, you know, your players, your clientele gets things out of it.
Yeah.
And that's what attracts people. A lot of people are just not satisfied with that, though. Like, people are, like, they're just kind of like, oh, like, that's all we get? Like, you know, yeah.
Well, you know,
PS4 has, like, God of War. They have, like,
oh yeah,
they have, you know, so many, like,
exclusive games
that are actually, like, you know, story. Like, we have Halo, Gears of War, which Gears of War was really good before, but you know the new ones are kind of it's dying out. They're kind of milking it at this point, and it's just like not good.
And Halo, props to them. They've been on it for a long time.
Halo has been on it, yeah.
And they've been making great storylines and everything like that. They didn't milk it. They don't milk it. They don't. It's not like you know, Call of Duty or Battlefield or what was been Battlefield and Call of Duty when. They were just posting video games every single year, every single time.
What I didn't like about Halo 5, because it was just like the story. Like, I wanted to play as Master Chief.
Mm-hmm.
Halo has been out since November 15th of 2010.
Been out here for a while.
So, they've been on a tear. They've still been on a tear. So, I mean.
Because, So Halo 5 is centered around Master Chief going rogue because
mm-hmm.
he's trying to save Cortana.
Mm-hmm.
And the story forces you to play as another Spartan who is searching for Master Chief to bring him back,
mm-hmm.
right? And you switch between, like, you know, this Spartan and Master Chief. But it's just, like, not the game, not the story that, you know, a lot of people were looking for. Like, they wanted Master Chief.
So it says Halo 5 begins with the reported death of Master Chief. The Office of Naval Intelligence begins spreading propaganda to cover up the truth. They believe that Master Chief has gone rogue, taking his blue team with him.
Well, then he started going rogue when Halo 3, right?
It was Halo 4 because that's when Cortana died. And spoiler alert, Cortana dies because she, like, explodes herself or something to save Chief. And then in Halo 5, Chief starts to see Cortana in his head.
So, like, he starts going crazy pretty much.
He starts kind of going crazy, but it's actually, like, Cortana. Like, she's actually alive.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Hmm. That's very interesting. I mean, when you explained to me, like, I bet that was y'all's first reaction too when y'all heard Halo 5 that y'all are going to be switching back and forth with Master Chief and Spartan.
It was interesting. Yeah. Yes. It was a great concept. You know, we thought it was going to be great. The graphics looked amazing.
Yeah.
So we just thought it was going to be really good, but, you know, it just turned out to flop.
Mm-hmm.
Multiplayer, though, was, in my opinion, multiplayer was really amazing. I loved, like, this, like, you know, the movements, everything, the guns. Multiplayer was something I really, really played a lot of.
Yeah.
But story, I just kind of ran through it.
I mean, when I was a kid, I mean, we used to play, was it Halo? The first Halo, right?
First Halo, Halo Reach.
Then Halo Reach.
Halo Reach was amazing.
Halo Reach, that was my favorite. I loved Halo 3, though.
Halo 3 was amazing as well.
So, I mean, like, when we were kids, we used to, the only way that we were able to play Halo fully was the story mode, and if we wanted to play against our friends. So when we were like, we would be like, it's like Mortal Kombat. Like, yeah. Hop on the sticks. Let's see who's the better fighter. Like, we were the same thing with Halo. Hop on the sticks. Let's see who was better on Halo. That's how we played Halo and everything like that.
You could create maps and game modes and everything. That was amazing. I remember that.
We would make obstacle courses. And we'd be like, make hidden traps and stuff like that.
Yeah.
That me and Xander only knew, but the other people, they didn't know about. So it was pretty, it was always fun doing that.
Yeah, my cousins used to make like all these like zombie maps or like obstacle courses as well. Like the duck hunting ones. Mm. Those were pretty cool.
Yeah. So like, we were very creative.
It just allowed you to be creative.
Yeah.
Like as creative as you wanted.
Like Minecraft, I never liked being the little...
You don't like Minecraft?
No, I mean, it's not... I mean, Minecraft is not bad, but I didn't... It's not my favorite game. I mean, I'll play Minecraft. It, but everybody plays it to relax. I'm silly.
Give me something to do.
Yeah, I'm silly. I'm gonna figure everything out, like what I gotta do. So, like, say, for example, if I build a house, there's gonna be a lot of booby traps.
Right, but Minecraft is really time-consuming.
Yeah.
Like, really time-consuming. Mm-hmm. And it's, like... You just lose track. Yeah, like there was this time where I opened up a server on the Xbox, a realm. So it was me and Matthew, you know, my girlfriend, like a bunch of our other friends. And we played for a week straight. Like, it was nonstop. Like, Matthew, well, he works overnight. So he would, like, wake up. Or sometimes, actually, no, that was before he started working.
Really?
So he would stay up till like 5 a.m., go to sleep and wake up at 8 and go back to it. Because but the house he had, amazing.
Yeah.
Like, it showed that how many hours he put survival. Into it. Yeah, all survival. No creative.
I'm going straight to creative. I don't care about y'all.
All survival. Nope. And we had everything, you know. We each had a house, you know. I had like so many like trap doors, like, you know, to hide my diamonds and everything.
For me, it's like when I make the traps, it's like you're gonna fall to your death, or you fall into full of lava.
See, we couldn't do that because most of the time we would be carrying our like good stuff.
Yeah.
So if we died or like somebody died, they would just be like really mad. So we just strayed away from that. Yeah. We told each other, we're like, we're not gonna kill each other, because, well, like if we have like our shit on us, like don't kill each other like with lava or anything, because we don't want to lose it.
But if they don't have their stuff, you're like, no, oh, come follow us.
Yeah, if they don't have their stuff, then you're home free.
Yeah. No, I would mess around.
Yeah, pretty much.
It's like
the only time you have it off is whenever you're like in your house or something.
Passive mode. You go on passive mode when you got all your stuff.
Pretty much.
Yeah, no, for me, I would mess around and try to kill somebody with all their stuff on there.
We were talking about Halo Reach, right? Yeah, it was a good game, right?
Yeah.
It had an IGN rating of 9.5 out of 10.
Yeah. It was an amazing game. Halos are always been a great game, no matter what.
Look up Halo 5.
Mm-hmm.
The Halo 5 rating.
And then I try to explain to Fernando, because we always explained about toxicity on freaking gaming. And he was telling me Rocket League is pretty toxic. And I was like, just wait until you see.
Halo 5 had a 9 out of 10 on IGN.
That's not bad.
It's not bad.
Yeah.
But I'd always explain to Fernando that, like, you know, that.
Sure, I just have to plug in my Xbox.
And I got to clean up my whole room after we built the table. So, but I try to explain to Fernando that 2K is very toxic. I don't know if you watched the video that I sent to you yet.
Yeah, I did.
2K is very toxic compared to Rocket League. I mean, Rocket League is very toxic.
I mean, you've seen the way Rocket League toxicity is, and it's...
But it's I can handle that.
It's very sarcastic, and it's very it just gets to you without you really like thinking about it. You just see it, and you're kind of like damn, they're talking, you know?
Yeah.
Like, I gotta either, you either gotta talk back or just shut up and you know, beat them.
Yeah.
So really, 2K, I hate 2K so much. Sometimes you have teammates
talking. Oh yeah, that's Rocket League all the time as well.
Teammates calling you trash. Oh, after you beat them, after you beat the guys on 2K, they're gonna be like, bro, you suck anyways. We're coming back around. Like, they start talking crap to you, saying that you were trash, but we just whooped you 21-0. Like,
it gets like that on Xbox, especially with Rocket League. Like I said, there was this one instance where this guy, I was 1v1ing him, and I won. It was like 6-4. It was a pretty decent game. Nobody had said anything from the start. Like, it was just like, you know, a regular game. And then when I left the match, everything, and I see a little notification. Blah, blah, blah has sent you a message.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, okay, here we go. So I look at it, and it's, it was just kind of like, you're so trash. Like,
bro, I just beat you, bro.
Like, I was like, what? Like, we didn't even say anything, and you're talking. Or sometimes it'll be just straight off the bat in game. Like, as soon as you make one mistake, like, nice shot. Like, you know, you miss the ball, and that's the thing they say. They just say nice shot, or they score, and they're like, what a save. So yeah. It's a lot of, like, sarcastic. Yeah, it's sarcastic.
I love it. I'm sitting there looking at
the feed. Because he sees us. Yeah. Dom sees us whenever they start to – we don't say anything. Until they do.
Yeah.
If they do, then that's when we jump in.
I still don't know how to do the chat thing. So
like, if they score, or if we score on them, and that we see that they missed the save, we'll be like, what a save. And the chat, the little chat thing only lets you post three things, and then it gives you like a cooldown. So it's just like, what a save, and then it stops. And then, what a save.
Yeah, I'll be like watching it. I'll be seeing it, and I'm like, "But what the hell is going on?"
So
like,
with 2K, you have a teammate. He calls you trash. He will sell the game. Like, he will just like, "Hey, he'll turn the ball over on purpose." So
he'll not even be on the offense. He'll stop playing defense. He'll stop playing offense. He'll just stand on the sidelines, just watching y'all. So it's a 2v3 now. You have to work on your own and everything like that. If your teammate decided I don't like you and that you're not good enough, they stop playing. And that's the thing that we kind of witnessed ourselves too in real life with Chris and them, right? Because like every time that somebody sells or somebody like did something wrong, he stops playing. Because I don't know what his thought process is, but he starts doing these celebrations where it's like, if you mess up, guess what he's doing? He's doing like a little, what is it? The flop celebration where he just goes and takes a nap on the middle of the court and everything like that. While we're playing a game, we're like, come on, man, we're trying to beat them. But, you know.
See, in Rocket League, it's the same thing. You know, 2v2s or 3v3s, teammate doesn't like you or sees that, you know, you miss the ball a lot. They'll either just completely like try to mess with you or score on, you know, our own goal.
Yeah.
So it's just like toxicity is just everywhere at this point.
It is. I mean, y'all gotta admit, y'all like that little ceiling goal that I made.
Okay. Thing is, I wasn't even streaming, so there's no proof of that.
I do. I have it recorded on my PS4.
Don't. No, you don't.
Oh, you're going to probably see that on that clip coming up. I might pop it up in the video.
Well, Dom, that was like Dom's second game playing Rocket League ever, you know, and he was just driving around. Like, he had no idea what was going on. He's just driving around.
I'm still trying to figure out the timing. I'm still trying to figure out. I didn't even have the what is it called?
The ball cam. He didn't have ball cam free roaming. For all those Rocket League players, you know what ball cam is. He didn't have that on, and he was just, you know, free camming everything. And he went up the ceiling, somehow aimed his car right at the ball and made a ceiling shot, like pinched it to the ground, and it went straight into the goal. So pretty much what happened, he was like, he went like this. This is the wall. He went up to the ceiling. The ball's like falling down right here.
Yeah.
He went like this. This is the floor. He went like this, and it went poof, and it went straight to the goal. Me and Matthew have never done that. Yeah. Even if we didn't, like, it just pissed us off.
It's like the whole entire time they were sitting there saying, "That's luck. That's luck. That's luck." Dude, you know what I'm saying? The whole entire time, that's skill, cuz. That's the potential I have.
That is something that me and Matthew have never done, and you did it on your second try. Without even trying at that.
I was like, that's my potential right there.
Okay, look. We wouldn't have been as mad if you were actually intending to do that. Which is me like, oh, nice shot, Dom. But you said, what did I just do? You're just like, what just happened?
What just happened? Well, I actually reacted to, like, when I went up and did it, and I went, boom, and I was like, oh, snap. I was like, oh, I thought, you know, me being normal, like, how I am, I'm like, okay, cool.
You were just like, oh, yeah, cool.
I made a goal.
And we're like, what? We're like, what did you do?
And I was like, well, how I did it was I couldn't turn around. I wasn't able to turn around.
Or anything, so you just went straight.
I went straight up so I can have a good position. And then I saw the ball bouncing towards my area. And I was like, oh, okay. And then my car flew, you know, started falling down because of, you know, gravity. And boom, boom. And then I made a score. Still, it's a score. But other than that, you know, I was crying, bro. I was crying, laughing when y'all were so mad that I did that.
Oh, at each other? Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah.
So it's like, I was just sitting there just crying, laughing, because y'all were so pissed that I think I got
so mad that me and Matthew just kind of turned on each other at that point. Remember? Because he was like, I would miss the ball. He would be like, nice shot. Or I would save it, and he'd be like, I don't know. He was just mad. There was at one point where he made a shot on goal, and it was going in, and I stopped it.
Yep.
I stopped it from going in, and he was pissed.
I remember it was when I was playing. It was like, oh, man. Y'all were sitting there telling me stop hitting, just trying to hit the ball.
Oh, yeah, because you kept hitting it back towards our goal.
Yep. But in my mind, in my thought process, because I used to love soccer, if like, you know, for me, it's like I'm trying to get it out of the way. I don't want it to be there. I mean, y'all taught us don't try to keep it at center. But like for me, it's like my head, I'm like, I got to get it out of there somehow, some way, you know. And that's the reason why I keep hitting it towards the goal so I can try to loop around somewhere to where we can get it out of there. But sometimes it looks like it's about to come inside.
We're not expecting that.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why it throws us off. And like, oh, damn, we have to go back now.
Yeah. But for me, it was always, I always do that because it's like, I'm trying to get it out of play. That's how my mindset, I'm defense. I'm all I am is defense. I mean, I hit goals here and there,
right.
Like, especially that last second, like in overtime that I hit that goal. Like, I was perfectly in line, and I just went. And y'all's reaction, wow, Dominic just seriously clutched the game.
Yeah, that was a clutch.
So, like, I mean, for me, it's like I'm not good at scoring. I mean, the timing, I still need to get it down and everything like that.
You've gotten better from the time we first played and the second time we played. You advanced a lot.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we switched over to ranked, and you were doing fine.
Yeah. So, like, I at first, I was like, wait, hold up. Is this casual? They're like, no.
We're on competitive, man.
Competitive. And I'm like, what the hell? Like, for me.
The thing is, it's because you're unranked as well. So that's why it's kind of throwing you into a pool of players who aren't ranked as well.
For me, it's like, I was playing it just to play, just to have fun, just to make jokes and everything like that. Do weird stuff.
You saw how serious me and Matthew are about it?
With competitive? When y'all said we're in competitive. The first thing in my head, I'm just like, damn, I have to flip the switch now to being from
sweaty,
having fun. I'm just doing it just because to, all right, let's get serious. Let's get competitive now. And for me, like, y'all didn't really hear any jokes from me the whole entire time. I'd be like, God damn it! Like, that's all you hear from me.
And then from us, you were just, like, laughing, and, like, we just don't care.
Yeah.
Because, like, I don't know. It's just, it's, we don't take it, I feel like whenever we take it seriously, me and Matthew, we lose a lot. Mm-hmm. We, whenever we get, like, serious and, like, pissed, sometimes it's just not your night. We lose a lot.
Yeah,
and
well,
we're joking around, you know, doing stupid stuff. We win
in basketball. When I played basketball, the one thing that it was kind of threw me off my game was if I'm too focused. So, for example, before I go to the locker room, get changed for the game and everything like that. I would listen to my music, get into my room, get into the locker room by myself, and just calm down. That's how I am. But when I'm too focused, it's just to a point where I don't talk to anybody. I don't do anything with anybody. I'm in my own world. That's where the point, it throws me off. Because I'm too focused.
Right.
So, like, for y'all need to be jokative. Y'all need to have somebody that's there that, look, it's just a game. We're here to have fun. We're going to win games if we're, you know, not being serious, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like that, like,
I mean, there are times whenever we're like, okay, you know, me and Matthew, we played with each other a lot to the point where we kind of know,
your style.
Oh, yeah, you know, I know whenever he makes a pass, like, he doesn't have to say it, or whenever, you know, it's just communication is there, but it's not at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we'll just like play music on our headphones or. Mm-hmm.
Now, the thing is, that's a big problem about it, is if you play music and you're trying to be serious, it doesn't work out so well. At least for me, when I'm shooting around in a basketball game, I can never play music while I'm shooting. Because at that point, if I'm trying to block out the noise, I love the noise. That's how I am. That's how I've always been. I mean, you can tell Xander, like, when it comes down to it, like, if we go to Levi Fry right now, go play basketball, it's like, for me, it's like I'm not too focused. I love the noise. I love people talking crap to me. I love that type of energy because me, I'm like, all right, come on, let's go. It's war time. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Yeah. Just that communication. And that's the thing that, you know, I like about Rocket League is because it reminds me when I played basketball. It right. reminds me of that type of...
Well, it's actually a basketball game, a game mode.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh.
I mean, it kind of sucks.
It kind of sucks.
But
I mean, for me, it's like a basketball mentality. Like I used to have. I love the competitiveness and I love... The way I am is like, I mean, you looked when you saw me at work, right? I'm always getting jokes. I'm always joking around, everything like that. But when it's serious, when it's time to get serious, you just see a whole different side of like, I mean, I might be jokative here and there, but when it comes down to it, like my competitive side, it's like a whole different animal.
Right.
So like, I mean, when we talk about Rocket League and everything like that, that's what I like about Rocket League is that I can be who I used to be in basketball. Was I was focused, but I was jokative, but I was competitive. You know, I like y'all always make fun of me when I say, like, sorry for cursing on the podcast, but. And when I said, God fucking damn it, and you all would start making fun of me and said, what is it? What does Matthew say all the time?
Which, maybe you want to cry?
No, it was good shit or good fuck or what the fuck he was saying the whole entire time in a country accent mocking me.
Oh, Billy Bob.
No, it was like good shit or... Oh,
I'm not sure.
Fuck shit.
Yeah.
The whole entire time he was saying that. But, you know, for me, I'm laughing about it because that shit was pretty funny. So, like, yeah, I mean, at some points for me, for y'all, like, when y'all get too competitive or get too angry, y'all start losing a lot.
Yeah.
And for me, I think it was kind of like me being there knowing that y'all get, when y'all get too serious, y'all start losing a lot. It's like, for me, it's like I'm always being Dom. And then everything just like dissipates after that when I'm being me and everything like that, being weird and shit. So, yeah, I mean, so we're about like 5 minutes into, or about to be 5 minutes into, about to be our hour podcast and everything like that. And it looks like it's 7:16. So I don't know. Supposed to be getting home right now.
I mean, we could hit like an hour if you want, or like, I don't know.
It's already, we're already about to hit an hour. In 5 minutes from now, we're going to hit an hour podcast.
Oh, let's just hit it then.
So just hit it that way. So yeah, just like, oh, camera died. Hey.
About time.
Yeah, about time. I need to get a new battery for that. It needs to be a, it's not a, it doesn't have a lithium. It doesn't have any type of lithium. It's like a cheap plastic battery.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, like the whole thing was cheap.
Oh.
The whole thing. I mean, the camera was $200, but like all the parts that came with it was like $5 parts. So it didn't work out so well, but I'm gonna definitely go buy that too. There's other things that I'm gonna be buying for the podcast and for us. I mean, especially a laptop.
Yeah.
But other than that, now since I'm planning to get three, I'm about to get two more mics, so I gotta have to get an audio mixer. Huh?
Two more of these.
More of these. So that's about good. $109 right there for the mic and the boom arm. So, you know, that definitely, so that's 200, yeah, 218, $220 and everything like that. But definitely,
yeah. I think, in terms of my setup, I'm done for right now. Mm-hmm. I might actually just, you know, because this mic is really good. I mean, my mic's pretty good, but you know, I got it on Amazon, so it's whatever.
It's Razer, man. You got to get it, man. It's crystal clear.
But other than that, my setup is done. You know, I got my keyboard, my mouse, everything. I got a webcam.
I'm not done yet. I finally got my table. I finally got, I got the mic. I got my capture card. I got, you know.
I don't think I'm going to get a capture card for a while.
For a while? Oh, yeah, because you're able to clip it on your PC, right?
Yeah.
So, I mean, I have to have a capture card because it's on PS4.
I'm telling you, PC solves all your problems.
Not yet. I gotta say, when we get the house, I'm definitely getting a PC. Because like from that point on, I think I'll be finished with all my setup.
Right.
I'll have a laptop. I'll have everything that I need. And then when we get the house, I'm definitely gonna get a PC. So,
when I get the new house, do you mind me coming over?
No. No, I'm
fine. I mean, I want to, I've been meaning to talk to Matthew about this. I want to have, what's it called? The gigabit internet speed.
Yeah.
Because if we're going to be doing what we're doing, we're going to need.
We have to have a fast Wi-Fi.
So megabits isn't going to do it for us.
Gigabit has to do it for us.
We need to do gigabit.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, it is what it is. So we got 2 minutes left into it. Before we leave, do you have a song of the week today for you?
Song of the week? Uh-oh. You're kind of putting me on the spot. Hold
put
on.
Put you on the spot like that, son.
Everybody on the spot.
Yes, sir. If you do not listen to the podcast to the end, I'm going to surprise you.
Hold on. I got you. All right, my song of the week is Whip a Tesla by Young Gravy. It's a bop. I'll just put it out there. You know, if you guys have that kind of humor, that kind of song will really please you.
Mine is Black. His song is called Scripture. It's by Black. It's a really good song. I love that song. I would listen to it sometimes.
Mine's for it's For the Night by Pop Smoke featuring Lil Baby and The Baby. They go hard.
Well, that's it for the podcast today. We're really quick up because we got 20 seconds left, about to be lesser than 20 seconds. Oh, no. I told you it's going to fall off sometimes. It's Dominic. I'm out.
I'm Fernando. Follow me on Twitch on GrimmaFid43.